how to make consistent money in real estate wholesaling. I'm going to give you 3 tips as well so you can do that faster and easier and better. And that's a lot more easier. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about how to make consistent money in real estate wholesaling. I'm going to give you 3 tips as well so you can do that faster and easier and better. And that's a lot more easier to do these days because there's such a thing called attraction marketing. Right, it's always been there, but there is digital marketing, inventory. Digital marketing essentially less than 20 years old, and a lot of people are not talking about that right now. Most people are talking about things like driving for dollars, door knocking. You ever heard that before? You know, call other people's whole bandit signs, you know, all kind of craziness that I personally think you should avoid. Okay, but if I'm going to tell you to avoid something, I got to give you an alternative that works better. Okay. And by the way, if you're sold absolutely on any of the old school strategies or the gimmicky strategies, my thing is just keep doing it. If it's working for you, keep doing it. If you're not too sure about if it's going to work or not, try it out for 30 days. And if it doesn't work, I'm always going to be here because of the obvious reason, digital marketing, right? So I'm going to give you 3 tips. But the question goes, is this a good deal for a buyer and old investor? Half the repair value is $150,000. Okay, that's a good number. Repairs is $15,000. Okay, now we're talking, right? Asking price is $120,000. So 120 plus $15,000, that's $135,000. Wholesale fee included. Okay, so the total cost here is $135,000, and your wholesale fee is already included in that. And then the rent in the area is $1,350. To $1,400, and you're asking if it's a good deal or not. Now, I don't know if you've heard about the 1% rule, okay? First of all, there are many people in the market, many buyers will tell you this is not a good deal, but there's no absolute answer to that. It depends on who your buyers are, it depends on who you're dealing with. Like you already said, this is a buy and hold situation. So if it's a buy and hold investor, then to me, it sounds like a good deal already. You just gotta find the right buyer though. So if you don't have a pipeline, or a list of buyers, a perpetually growing list of buyers, you're gonna have a hard time, okay? Because most people are window shopping usually, you know? So you just wanna make sure you have options here. You always wanna be in a position where you have the options in terms of people that you can expose an opportunity to. And out of every 100, maybe 2 to 5 will be interested in taking a look at it. And that's just how the numbers work. It's called marketing, it's called business. If it was easier than that, everyone else would be doing it, okay? So just if the best thing you want to do is know the numbers and then use the numbers in your favor. So if you've never heard about the 1% rule, it just simply means, what it means is that, let me find the direct quote for you here so we can use that if possible. 1% rule, they usually can afford to buy the property at any price as long as the rent in the area is at least 1% of the price. Okay, so the price here, the total cost of purchasing is going to be 15 plus $120,000, 135. If the rent in the area is at least 1% of that, 1% of that is $1,350. And like you just said here, $1,350 to $1,400, that's at least, okay? So that number already look good. At least if there's a need for a little bit of negotiation, it's already close enough. So yes, that could be a good deal. But the tips I'm going to give you right now, just in case you have a lot of people telling you this is not a good deal. Tip number one, you need to build your own buyers list, okay? How are you going to do that? You need to learn digital marketing and use that to build your own buyers list. It's a lot cheaper, it's a lot easier. Plus, you're gaining skill set that you can use in any other business, okay? Yes, other people will tell you, just go build a list at your local meetup. Just talk to this other guru over here. This person says they own a list. In fact, lately I saw somebody say, why don't you exchange lists together? While any of those things can be very good, can work, the bottom line is that it limits your options. The only way to expand the options you have is to build your own buyers list. So that's tip number one, okay? Tip number two, get paid for sharing real estate investing education with them. Okay, so the first tip, some people say just look for people that are already buying. No, I disagree. Look for anybody interested in buying, in getting into real estate investing. Look for anyone that's open to the idea of real estate investing. And that's like most people that are looking for side income. Most people in America, if they have an extra $500, right, will change their life. It will make them feel better if they have an extra $500 income coming in, much less helping them build an asset. So there's tons of real estate investing as investing education out there that you can share with them and actually get paid for being the messenger of such messages, right? So that's tip number two, get paid for sharing real estate investing education with them. Tip number three, get paid again if and when they decide to buy a deal. You see, as you're sharing that stuff with them, right, you're growing your know, like, and trust factor. It's called the KLT factor. As you're sharing value with them, right, they're getting to trust you as the expert in the game. Why? Not because you called yourself an expert like your clients, because you've been sharing valuable stuff with them. So when it's time for them to buy their first deal, guess who they want to come to first? They want to come to you. This process is something that's happening concurrently as you're doing your business. So you're making money. So you don't have to be out there marketing to find sellers. Other people already do that. You can literally be the person bringing the value, bringing the buyers to the game, and then you can make money in joint venture deals the same way the gurus do them all the time. And you don't have to market ever again. Well, you just market to build your list, and you can monetize that list. And the easiest to monetize list is your buyers list. You can't really monetize your sellers list. That's why people that spend their time and their hard-earned dollars on marketing on Facebook for sellers, it can send you to Brooklyn. It can make you go broke, okay? Because there's no other way to monetize that audience other than if you close deals. And a lot of people will spend $300, $400, $5,000 before they find that out, and it's too late. But if you were spending that money building a buyers list, they can buy other stuff that's not necessarily, I'm not supposed to touch my face, right? They can buy other stuff that's not necessarily real estate, and you can still make money. It's the same reason why Best Buy sell other things other than TV, other than radio, other than stereo music set, right? Or home theater, right? They sell other stuff. They sell as little as magazines and candy by the register, right? Because all of it adds up and they're related. It's a store, right? The same thing, your business needs to be the same thing. And this is literally multiple stream of income 101. You need to have other related products in your business. And it's extremely easy to do that these days with internet marketing, with digital marketing. Just one skill away from getting that done. So tip number one, build your own buyers list. Tip number two, get paid for sharing real estate investing education with them. Tip number three, get paid again. Maximize your profit if and when they decide to buy a deal. Those are the tips I wanted to share with you today. If you want to learn how to do that, just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and get this book for free. If you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets in addition to that for free too. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.